West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in stock units only. 39-month lease, TTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, expires 3/31/12.
Get to Nissan for great offers across their full line of vehicles. Plus holiday bonus cash through March 19th. Visit ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan dealer.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street.
I used to walk in the shade with those blue gloves on my right.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Do what you want to the girl, but leave me alone.
Now, this happened yesterday.
I'm telling you, somebody keeps messing with this board here.
Let's not blame others.
No, I'm going to blame everybody else.
Who do you think it was? Name them. Call them out.
I don't know.
McGill? The same person that screwed up the computer.
Let's just say it. McGill.
Yes.
Who's most jealous of us? McGill.
Yeah, I'm cracking jokes at you the other day about your wife being blind.
Yeah. Oh, sure, you can talk to blind people. It must be easy for you since your wife must be blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who did it. That's who's doing this stuff, the equipment, I guarantee you. Well, he may look nice enough, but those are the worst kind.
Good Sneaky. Afternoon. Yeah. What? Sneaky. Or to your face, they're pleasant, but then behind your back, they shiv you.
Shiv,
for those who don't know, is a crude homemade knife in prison.
Yeah.
How Peon knows about that, I am not sure. Maybe you watch Shawshank Redemption.
I love that movie. It was on the other day.
It's on the system right now, the DirecTV lineup. Good afternoon. Welcome to the March 22nd edition, Opinions Playhouse. I know better than this. I know better than to do what I'm going to do. I will do the Burke segment, but what do you think most of the country is talking about right now? And what's most of the news focused on?
Gas prices.
No, I'm not talking about an economical thing. I'm talking about a news story.
The guy in Florida?
Yeah, that 17-year-old kid in Florida.
Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been following that story really close.
And I just feel like I have to at least mention it. Now, if the listeners don't want to, I mean, we don't have to talk about it. We don't have to discuss it. Because, again, what will happen is you end up getting nowhere. Because you got and I've said this before, people who don't like guns, they just don't like guns. And most of them who say that, they don't know anything about guns. They're speaking ignorantly because they don't know what they're talking about. They just think all guns are bad, nobody should have them. They also don't realize that's never going to happen. You're never going to have a country, any country, free of guns. The criminals will always have the guns. Now, I will say that what this guy has done, this Zimmerman, this self-proclaimed neighborhood watchman or whatever, disturbs me for a couple of reasons. One, any time a guy straps on a gun, and I carry a gun most of the time.
Okay.
Most of the time I have a gun. I have a gun with me places I'm not supposed to have a gun, where there's a sign that says, no concealed weapons, because the worst they can do is ask me to leave. That's phase one. They ask you to leave the premises with a weapon, but I carry one. And I feel real good carrying one, and a couple of times it saved my life. But when a guy, I call them cop wannabes, they got a gun and they're walking around going, oh, you know what, I'll be the neighborhood who got the gun.
Citizen's arrest and all that,
Exactly. And that bothers me a little bit, first of all, that's the kind of guy this guy is. Now, before anybody out there who is a real pro-gun person, as I am, gets mad and thinking I'm flip-flopping and changing sides, I'm not. But I do believe, out of the millions of legally owned weapons, you got a handful of people who are nuts, and they're power hungry, they're cop wannabes, and, you know, I would never go down my road that I live on knocking on doors. I just want you to know, I'm naming myself Street Patrolman.
Right.
And I'm going to be watching out for the criminals. You don't have to worry. If I see anything, I'll take action.
I think it's a huge slap in the face to the real police officers, because this guy doesn't have to go through all the training.
Well, it's not a slap in the face to police officers at all. He's not a policeman.
No, I know, but it's so disrespectful to
it's
these cop wannabes.
It's a slap in the face to everybody who has a legitimate license to carry a gun,
right,
and is responsible. That's who it's a slap in the face for. Now,
I wonder
keep
if any
in
of
mind,
the...
wait, I might keep in mind, though, that even having, after we've said all that, we still don't really know what happened. His story... If I had to just take a guess, I'm going to say this guy went way too far, got a little trigger happy, and somebody died who shouldn't have died. That's what I'm going to guess. I'm not saying that's what happened, because he says that he got back in his truck and this kid came after him, came over to the truck.
Right.
Okay, really? I do. What evidence do we have of that? But what evidence do we have that it didn't happen? That's the problem with this case.
Well,
there are no cameras, there are no witnesses.
Well, the fact now, almost 2 weeks later, it comes out that there was a racial epithet on the recording.
Well, they haven't
recording.
Confirmed that they can't... They had an audio expert put it on the best equipment made, the best state-of-the-art. They put that 911 call. He, yesterday, said... I cannot say conclusively that I heard any racial slur. Now, he heard him say something, you know, like, I'm sick and tired of these. He could have said these thugs, these criminals. There's no positive N-word that has been pulled from that. So we don't even know that.
What about the phone recording his girlfriend?
What about it?
That she was talking to him, like, almost up to the last minute, and he said somebody was chasing him.
Yeah.
And then,
the 17-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
Well,
she's talking to him, and then she's not.
He was dead within a few minutes after that, and he wasn't, like, saying. She didn't hear him saying about anything going up to a truck or anything like that.
Well, I don't
think
he would have said, I got to go. I'm going up to this guy's truck. Again, we don't know.
Yeah.
See, he could have talked to her, hung up, and then gone over to the guy's truck. Then there's a confrontation. Then you hear the yelling, the screaming, help, and the shooting. We don't know. We don't know. I can talk on the phone to you. And everything could be fine. And 30 seconds later, I go from beat the crap out of a guy.
But also with the fact that, they claim this guy has called 911 40-something times in the last...
This is the problem. You take a look at the history of both people. This kid's squeaky clean.
Yeah.
All right. But I got... And boy, I know somebody is going to take this wrong. I know they are. I just know they are. And whether it's right or wrong, I don't care if you're a white kid, a black kid, Hispanic kid. Do yourself a favor, and you shouldn't have to live or dress or look a certain way to avoid being targeted, but let's put an end to this thug-looking hoodie suspicion. What is that? You know, this group that I didn't make fun of, but yesterday I said, hey, guess who's coming to the Ambassador? And there's some bunch of rapper people. I didn't know who they were. But I saw their ad, their promotional ad for their appearance at the Ambassador in St. Louis. And they looked like gangsters. They're musicians, but they had a look. You know that look like, oh, if I could get you to you, I'd kill you. You know that mean prisoner convict look that these hip-hoppers and
right.
rappers...
Yeah, but did the kid look like that?
No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is, the entertainment industry, black entertainers, black musicians, why do you want to portray yourselves... And I've seen CD covers where they're all in hoodies and they're making a gang sign or they got a gun in their hand or something. Why do you want to give everybody else that image of you? Because then, right or wrong, when white people see a black guy with a hoodie on, they go, oh, shoot, that looks just like that gangster rap thug-looking guy. I don't get it. I don't know. You have every right to wear a hoodie, okay? And that's not, but there are things that you there are things you can do. You know, I heard a black parent on TV last night, and they interviewed him, and a teacher, and they both said that it shouldn't be this way, but they actually both work in a classroom setting with young black people, saying, here's some things you can do to avoid being unfairly picked out of a crowd or pointed out. And it had to do with waistbands and pants and hands in your pocket and hoods and trench coats. And that, you know, look, after Columbine, any kid, a white kid, those were white kids that did that, but any kid had every right to wear a trench coat to school. Would you do it? I mean, not me.
No.
I'm not going to walk around as a teenager with a trench coat, a black trench coat, after those killers conceal those weapons under those trench coats. It shouldn't be that way. You should have the right to wear that kind of coat if you want to. But there are certain things that give off signals that, right or wrong, trigger reactions in people. If I had to just take a guess at what happened here, I think this guy Zimmerman should be charged with murder.
Yeah.
I think he got zealous, he got trigger happy, he saw a black kid in a white gated neighborhood, and it said, hey boy, what are you doing right here? That's what I think happened. Now, the stand your ground law, what's interesting to me is one incident like this gets national attention, and now they want to repeal a law that's in many states, and oh, that law's got to go. It's nothing to do with that law.
Because I don't know what that law is. What's the
stand your ground means? That it means that if you feel threatened, that your life is in danger, you have the right to defend yourself with lethal force.
Okay.
Well, first of all, that shouldn't even be a law, because if I'm in that situation, and law or no law, and I feel like you're about to take my life, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, if somebody's coming after you with a...
I don't need a law for that.
With a big stick or a knife or something like that.
And guess what? I'm going to get off in self-defense if there's any kind of evidence. So what do we need a law called the Stand Your Ground Law for? We don't need that. But what it does is it opens up the possibility for the questioning of, well, what really constitutes feeling threatened? Who am I to say make somebody else feel threatened? Maybe if you look at somebody the wrong way, they feel threatened. You hold up something, oh, he's getting ready to hit me. It's too vague. It shouldn't. The law shouldn't exist primarily because it's stupid. You don't need it.
Have you seen this guy's picture?
Yeah, I've seen both their pictures.
Does the guy that shot the kid, does he look like he would be type a bully type or something like that? Like what, going to the neighbor?
Well, but see, what you just did, we shouldn't even do. You shouldn't look at a picture of a guy and go, oh yeah, he looks like a crook or a thug or a killer.
Oh, no, not a killer.
I know a lot of people that look like they're mean and nasty. They're not mean and nasty at all. I know a lot of people that look like really nice people, and they're the biggest jerks and crooks and bullies in the world.
I know, but he appointed himself the neighborhood watchdog. And
I assume he did. I don't know. Maybe they appointed him. But I don't care. The fact that a guy would take that role, I don't want that role. Do you? I don't want the job of walking around looking for trouble.
It's somebody that wants to pretend to be a cop that doesn't want to go through all the training to do it.
Right. And to me, you look at the evidence in the background, you look at all those other 911 calls, and you, you know, on the phone when the dispatcher says, are you following him? He said, yeah. And she says, well, we don't need you to do that. And he said, okay.
That should have ended there. Right?
Now, yeah. And maybe it did. He said, okay, maybe he stopped following him after he had already said something to the kid. And he got back in his truck, and then the kid started eating at the kid. He's going, you know what?
But the guy was in the car, though. Guy, I mean, that's one thing that the guy really can't explain.
I'm telling you, if I were the attorney for the guy that shot him, look, I told you before about a situation in St. Louis where a guy shot another guy in the back and he got off. I mean, shot him in the back as he's walking away. And the lawyer in St. Louis got him off. Everybody knows this case. Most people do. You get a good enough lawyer, and he gets in front of that jury, and he says, well, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let me ask you something. And then he says, I don't care how squeaky clean this kid appeared. I don't care what kind of grades he had in school. And then he lays in front of you a dozen cases of kids with no prior criminal background who murdered their brothers or killed their parents or that kind of thing. He goes, so, you know, background is irrelevant here. What's relevant is what the kid did. And he approached and frightened and threatened this man because he felt he was infuriated that he had followed him because of the neighborhood he was in and because of the color of his skin. And he wanted some answers. He wanted that guy to know that he didn't like it.
He's in a truck, though. He can just drive away. How do you explain that?
Do you know that he can drive away? I mean, do you know?
Well,
that
how
he
do you if
running?
You lock your
do
doors you know, and your windows up? The kid didn't have a weapon on him.
And the window's down, or the door's not closed yet, and the kid walks up, and as he starts to close the door, puts his arm in or his leg and stops it, and how do you don't know? I wasn't there, and you weren't there. I don't know.
Or the kid could say, "I got a gun in my pocket, and I'm going to kill you right now."
Well, he wouldn't have said that. The kid wouldn't have said that.
Well, maybe.
Why would the
maybe
kid have said that?
I don't know.
But see, we don't know. That's the whole thing. We don't know. But the chief has already resigned. Now, which really confuses me, because the chief of police down there has resigned. Why would you resign over something that is not even come to a conclusion yet? This guy could still be arrested.
I guess just the backlash of them, the guy still being out of not even booked all this time, even, you know. You can hold somebody even for a self-defense thing. You can still...
Well, we're not lawyers and we're not cops, but I'm telling you, this is a very interesting case.
How long ago did this happen?
About a month ago.
Yeah. Oh.
The guy's going to get charged. I'm just going to tell you right now, he's probably going to get charged. He's going to need a very good lawyer. And I guess if anything bothers me about it, it's these people that are going to say, see, there you go. People who have guns, even if they have them legally... This is what happened. No, this is not what. This is what happens one time in a million. This is what happens. That's like saying if there's a plane crash. See, I told you, flying's dangerous. No, it's not. Bad pilot, pilot error. That's usually what it is. It's a very interesting case. His actual title was Neighborhood Watch Leader. Well, first of all, neighborhoods have a Neighborhood Watch Leader. What do you think, he's Curtis Sliwa or something?
Yeah, I don't.
Guardian Angels?
Well, there's Neighborhood Watchers all around.
No, there's Neighborhood Watch Groups. There's block watch groups. They watch each other's house. I've never heard of a neighborhood that anybody is appointed or appoints himself as the leader.
Well, I would think there has to be kind of somebody in charge to kind of follow up and keep... what's going on.
We have an association in our neighborhood. We have the president, treasurer, and a vice president, and then we have a neighborhood watch where all the neighbors watch kind of everyone's
house. There's no leader.
There's no leader at all.
I'm telling you, this guy's a self-proclaimed leader. He's and I also think there are people who go through life almost waiting for an opportunity to shoot somebody. I know that sounds weird.
Oh, I believe it.
But I think they're John Wayne, and I love handguns. I have a lot of them. I'm a really good shot. But I know people who are cop wannabes, and I know people who I really think would love to justifiably in their minds take out a couple of people so they look like some kind of hero. Well, in this case, you don't. You killed the little kid. So it's everybody's talking about it. It was worth mentioning. I don't know that we should discuss it. I'll ask the audience, please don't call, because, again, somebody's going to be for, somebody's going to be against, somebody's going to say, so look at this, somebody else is going to say, but that's not what, and you kind of get nowhere. But it is worth, I think sometimes you need to exercise your brain and open it up to every possibility, everything that could have happened here. And based on what little I know, but from the information I've heard, I'm going to have to go on the side of this guy needs to be brought in. And just because he said if the kid had absolutely no history of being confrontational, starting a fight, wanting a fight, talking back, good luck to this guy. This is going to be interesting to see how this shakes up. We're going to take a break. We come back. This would have been Mr. Rogers' 84th birthday. You know, the kid show guy, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, I love Mr. Rogers.
I like Mr. Rogers, too, but I was really surprised to read, and this is according to his own wife. Now, he was an ordained Presbyterian minister, but according to his own wife, he loved and used a lot the SH word.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Rogers loved the SH word.
That's
not the Mr. Rogers I saw on TV.
I'm just glad to find out he wasn't covered with tattoos and a sniper. No, that rumor that was going around all those years.
That stuff was all bogus. That whole Vietnam hero, that stuff was bogus. But he, this is from his wife, and so somebody who's doing a biography on Rogers. They interviewed his wife. She said, "Oh, he loved the SH word. He used it all the time." And I just—it's too bad we can't do our impression of Mr. Rogers saying it because we can't say it.
No.
But boy, would that be funny to try to hear what it would sound like from Mr. Rogers. Hello, boys and girls. I can't even do his voice.
And
apparently he was heterosexual. But did you ever see a more effeminate guy in your life?
No.
This guy was effeminate.
You would think would have been.
If somebody said gay, straight, I'd go gay.
There's a great YouTube video of him going, I think, in front of Congress or something, some big committee, and he was talking about public funding for, the public stations like that. And it's a fabulous, 6-minute video. It's really amazing.
I've seen it.
He was such a good speaker.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
But I imagine, I haven't looked at it for a long time, but now in my head what I see is him sitting down at the microphone, looking up, members of Congress.
Yes.
Well, how's everybody doing today?
That's little George Bush Sr. there.
Are you doing good? I hope you are. All right, now, let's talk about public television, shall we? Yeah, I mean, he was, to me, if you take him, well, he and Captain Kangaroo,
yes.
Bob Shee,
yeah.
Those two.
Dedicated their lives to
entertaining
children.
And kept it clean.
Yeah.
No agenda. Rogers never expressed his political views, and he never, in all the broadcasts, brought religion into this kid's show.
No.
Look what God would do, or Jesus. No. What would Jesus do? He didn't do any of that. He never brought into it. He was pretty special. All right, here's somebody else pretty special in another way. Thompson Price. He has a company and a bunch of great people he surrounded himself with. It's called Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Now, they don't build homes. That home part is not home builder. It's home entertainment room. For many, many years, it was just Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths, kitchen, bath remodeling, because the home entertainment room wasn't really anything you had to worry about or change until the flat-screen TVs came along. And literally, the flat-screen televisions caused people to have to completely change their home entertainment rooms, because a lot of, including me, had big bookcases or shelves and that big old 200-pound monster tube TV in there, and everything had to come out about 3 feet from the wall to accommodate the back of that big TV. And then all of a sudden your TV is an inch and a half thick. You don't need to eat up all that room space. You can now take that bookcase, get rid of it, push the whole room out a foot and a half or two, and everything changes and opens up the room. Everything about it's better, but you essentially end up building the room around the entertainment part of the room, the audiovisual, the TV, the sound system. You build the room around that. They can help you with that too. In the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame, sounds like a joke, I know, but it's not. It exists, and it's hard to get in. I think they put something like 3 people a year in there from around the entire United States. Thompson Price is in that Hall of Fame. And when the home show comes to town every year, as it did this year, once again they go to Tom Price and they go, "Will you speak? Will you get up and tell people what's involved?" And it's not really a sales pitch for Thompson Price. Of course, he would love for people to, after he speaks, say, "Tell me more, and would you come take a look at my kitchen?" He'd love that. But it's an educational seminar. It's to teach you how to not get screwed over, what to expect, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. They know what they're doing, and they're not associated with anybody else. There's only one showroom and only one Thompson Price Kitchen Baths Home. The showroom's in De Pere, half mile east of 270, in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, right next to McAllister's Deli. You want to know more? Go to thompsonprice.com.
With a look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, we've got some slow traffic on westbound 40 now. It starts around Boone's Crossing, goes out to just after the Boone Bridge. We had a report of a vehicle fire that was blocking a right lane. just after the Boone Bridge there. Now also on southbound 270, it looks like we've got a stall that is on the exit ramp to westbound 70, and that ramp is blocked. Also on eastbound 70 at Adelaide, a report of an accident on the ramp. And this traffic report brought to you by Tax Act. At taxact.com, federal taxes are free to prepare, print, and e-file for everyone. It's fast, easy, and free, and your biggest refund is guaranteed. Everyone can feel free with Tax Act, including you. Go to taxact.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly, voice of the Missouri Tigers. What an unbelievable season this was for Missouri. The Tiger basketball team wins 30 games. They win a school record 14 Big 12 games. Finished second in the league, but won the school's second Big 12 tournament championship. The Tigers' Frank Haith was named by the Basketball Writers Association as its National Coach of the Year. Congratulations, Coach Haith. From all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS, we are Mizzou.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Doug and Steve get up every day and go to work with a smile on their face, and they leave the end of the day the same way because they're literally changing people's lives. Whether it comes to debt reduction, and we all could use some help in that area, or the bulk of the work they do, which is saving people's homes. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Do you qualify for a HAMP or a HARP? What's a HAMP or a HARP? How about a HAFA? How about an HAUP? What's this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff? What's a straight line refi? Doug and Steve know, and they go to work so they can tell you. It's not going to cost you any money to pick up the phone. It's going to cost you a lot of stress if you don't. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. The guys change people's lives every day, and they're ready to help you. 636-527-5121.
Anyone in the market for landscaping materials, listen up. The season has arrived, and there's only one name that you need to know when it comes to stocking up with supplies for that next project. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Now, with two locations and 20 years of top-notch experience, this is your first and last stop for products and educational materials that will guide you through even the most elaborate jobs. From a simple, elegant patio to the most lavish outdoor living space, the name to remember is St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Interlocking and permeable patio pavers, garden and retaining wall blocks, geogrids, geotextile fabric, bulk and bagged mulches, topsoil and decorative gravels, even deck and fence materials. Whatever you need for your next landscaping project, you'll find at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Two locations, 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park and 18614 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield. Visit online at hardscapeofstl.com. Put your trust in the very best. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Looking for some great Italian food in a great neighborhood with great staff? It's one place in town, La Russo's, celebrating their 26th anniversary. It's a pretty special that a restaurant can survive 26 years here in St. Louis, and La Russo's has become synonymous with great Italian food. 3121 Watson Road, right there on the hill. Same great food they've been serving for 26 years. All the recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, 26 years in the business. The staff has been there a long time, and that is one of the signs of a great restaurant, right? The staff has stayed there 4 years. They get to know you. It's great. It's a great, friendly atmosphere, whether it's a great dinner in the lounge or a romantic or sit-down dinner in that dining room. Make sure you save room for the homemade desserts. La Russo's, 314-647-6222 or larussos.com. For great Italian food, make sure you check out La Russo's.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Stop into Lowe's today for the Lowe's Floor Event and get great values on flooring products for the entire home. Like 13 by 13 beige ceramic tile now for just 57 cents per square foot. And take advantage of $397 whole house basic installation on any laminate flooring, $2.98 per square foot or more. Plus, find in-stock Stainmaster carpet starting at just $1.04 per square foot. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 3/26. See sales associate to schedule an in-home measurement. Additional charges may apply.
I can't believe that's all the commercials. Hey, we got some phone calls, and we are going to take your calls, and we're going to get right to them. Want to thank everybody. I got so much email after the show yesterday about two things, about the conversation with Davey Lee and about the bit on the charlatan thieves, crooks, the evangelists who steal money and couldn't care less about your soul or about you. And I got some wonderful email from some very religious people who said, you know, thanks for separating those people from us and our churches and our ministers, and they thoroughly... So it's great to have an audience that gets it. It's really good to know that you do, you get it. Here we go. We're off to the phones, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Dan. Dan, thank you for waiting. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
How are we
good,
doing?
Good, Dan.
Good. Doing great.
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I just wanted to comment on your comment about why a lot of these rappers and African-Americans and sometimes even Caucasian males dress and look the way they do. In my experience, I've managed a business in downtown where my whole staff was African-American ladies. Very, very nice women. And they told me that they would not date anyone who has not been incarcerated at one point in their life.
Oh, come on.
Really?
They did. Yes.
That's like a badge of honor to have been in jail.
Yes, exactly. So that... I suspect... You know, I'm going to refrain from using the word all or most, but I suspect there's a significant
segment of society that
section that really believes that this bad boy image is attractive.
And now let's go back. How many employees are you talking to? How many female, black female employees?
I had about 8.
And you're telling me that you talked to them about this, and all of them said they wouldn't
date
anybody?
No, not all.
Most.
I'd say 3 of the 8. Said, yeah, they would not date someone unless they had been incarcerated.
And these three women were respectable, intelligent.
They were some of the best employees I had.
Maybe somewhat of a protection thing, too, that they think?
I think it could be. They were attracted to that type of character.
But you know what? A lot of really, who at least by appearance, normal, average, decent-looking women, white or black, are drawn to thugs.
Right, yeah. Jerks.
Or the bad boys.
Or just bad, yeah.
What is that?
The bad boy image is attractive to them.
Yeah, and it's not just black women. I see a lot of white women, and I'm going, what is she doing with that gangster? That's an amazing piece of information.
It's the nice guys finish last.
And look where we are, last.
Yep.
Look at us. Yeah. Dan, I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
How about that? Three of the women, I wouldn't even date a guy who hadn't been in jail.
That's not surprising, though.
That is weird. Robert, hello.
Frank, how y'all doing?
We're doing great,
hey, Robert.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay. Talk about stealing money. I got a short public service announcement for you.
All right.
There's a scam going around. Text message or an email, and it says you want $1,000 gift card thing from Walmart, and it's totally bogus.
Well, I've gotten those. I've gotten every time I get a you've won a what gift card from whatever, I just delete it. I don't even open it because I know that can't be true.
Yeah, well, this is a recent one, and it says it's from Walmart, and it's not.
Okay.
And if you get it, it's all lowercase letters, no caps, and it just ends in WS/Walmart.
All right.
Only Walmart.com. Is from Walmart.
Well, you've
anything
just,
else? It you, might be a virus, or it could be. It costs you to log on to enter and log on.
Well, you've just done a great public service and saved some people from agony and possibly theft. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome. Bye.
That was Robert, right?
Yes.
Greg should be next. Is this our Greg? Hello, Greg.
Well, I've been listening for 12 years. I'm AM and the DM. How
yeah.
about that?
There you go. Hallelujah. What can we do
hey.
For you?
You know, before I even heard about the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, you know, I watched the news just like everybody else. And I'm from Chicago, and I watch, you know, WGN News a lot just to stay up on what's going on in Chicago.
Right.
And, you know, I sit back, and if you watch the news locally as well as in Chicago, you will see that it seems like almost every other day you see someone who is senselessly killed. You know what I mean? Black on black crime. Let's call it what it is. You see it all the time.
Right.
And, you know, I say, man, that's too bad, and nobody's doing anything about it. Where's the outrage, the national outrage? And then this situation comes along in Florida with the young man there, and it's tragic, and I'm leaning towards this being that Zimmerman guy being, you know, at fault and all that kind of stuff. And I'm saying to myself, it's like, where is the national outrage to the black-on-black crime, the senseless black-on-black crime?
Greg,
nobody cares when a non-black kills a white, kills another black person, then it's...
Greg, yes. Greg, can I tell you a story? You're going to love this story. What you've just brought
up... I'm a black guy, by the way.
What you've just brought up, though... is so, so significant and important because black people killing other black people and bad drug deals gone bad, you're right, happens all the time, every day, and it's like, well, what's the big deal? This happens, it's a big deal now, and it should be a big deal, but listen to the story I'm going to tell you. I rode one night with a cop in downtown St. Louis. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. We rode all night at the nastiest part of town, and we get called to a stabbing. And you're going to know when I say this, you're going to know what I'm talking about. So we're on the way to the stabbing, and the cop that I'm riding with tells me, he says, I'm going to tell you a couple of things when we get there. May not be pretty. Are you okay? I said, I'm fine. I've already gone to a murder with this guy. I'm fine. And he said, but here's what's going to happen. There are going to be all kinds of people standing around, and a lot of them were there for the stabbing, and nobody will have seen anything. Not one witness. And sure enough, we get there, and there's about 8 cops there. They're questioning everybody around. Did you get a good look at... No, I didn't see anything. You get a good look at the guy? Nope, never saw his face. And he said, they're lying. They are afraid.
They don't want to get involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are afraid to say, yeah, it was so-and-so. He's a bad dude. Nobody knew anything. So this guy gets stabbed. Nobody gets charged. That's it. That's the end of it. And there's a lot of this snitching thing where you better not snitch, or people are afraid to tell what they saw.
But, yeah, all that is true, but I'm not going to even pick on Al Sharpton, but it just seems like every time somebody, a white person does something to a black person, it's like, wow, don't let it be the police. Oh, my God. It's like... You know, it's a big deal. I mean, you say this is the biggest story out there, and it is. And they're ready to march and protest. I mean, look at what's happening in St. Louis in terms of that hoodie protest. I think
million hoodie march. Yeah,
yeah,
I heard about that.
That's outrageous.
It's stupid.
Come on now.
Stupid.
And I just don't get it. You know, it's talk about because it sounds like, you know, I'm sort of traitor. And,
no, but Greg.
I'm defending what the Zimmerman guy said.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. But Greg, you brought up one other very interesting thing. Where is Al Sharpton? Now, he may show up on this deal, but where is he when a black man kills another black man?
Right, he should be campaigning on every street corner.
Why doesn't he come to town when that happened?
Right, down, you know, where,
And Frank, to tell you the truth, you know, I was going to tell Dan, you know, I have a few friends who listen to the show, and they know when I call. And I was going to tell Dan, say, hey, don't just pretend like, I was going to tell him a fake name, you know, because I don't want any black, but I don't care. You know, I want to tell it like it is. I'm not even talking about the Trayvon Martin case. I'm just talking about senseless black-on-black crime, and nobody's doing anything about it. That's what I want to talk about.
Well, good. You should have. I'm glad you mentioned it. Greg, as always, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Do one more? Can I sneak one in? No? What do you think?
I think maybe one more.
One more. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I was listening to you yesterday afternoon on the TCP television network, and I couldn't get in. I was doing other things, but I used to watch them years ago, and they did another funny years ago. They used to have a show on about supper time called Ask the Pastor.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was more of a panel discussion type thing. They'd get ministers in from different denominations and have a moderator, and people would write in or call in with different questions for the different ministers, and they'd give their take on whatever it was.
Right.
And they had a woman call in one evening that was probably in her 50s, and had a grown daughter.
Right.
And the daughter had a small baby at home, and the baby's father had bailed out, and the daughter was having a real hard time making it and everything. And this woman was wondering if it was okay to take a little bit of the money that she would normally put in the collection plate at church and help her daughter and her grandbaby out. And uniformly across the board, these guys were saying, "Oh no!" You know, they used, and you probably heard this growing up in the Baptist Church in Tennessee, Frank. The passage out of Malachi about robbing God of tithes and all this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, you're stealing from God if you give that money to your family.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking, wait a minute here. You know, your own daughter and grandkid are going to do without, so that the money goes to the church. What is the church going to be doing to help the daughter and the grandbaby out there?
Yeah,
it made no sense to me. And you know, I'm a good conservative Christian and everything, and yet it was black and white to me. But I thought you'd find that amusing.
No, I do. I find all that crap amusing that those people do. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, now we can talk about the one thing that is such a big deal in everybody's life, money. I told you before we got married, talked to a preacher, had a counseling service, three things that cause divorce more than anything else: sex, parents, and marriage. Her parents hate your guts, your parents hate her guts, parents hate each other, sex, arguments, not compatible, or money. And to this day, it's still true. Money. You know, I think the Bible says money is... It's misquoted. People say money's the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. But you can't do without it. And these people that say, well, money isn't everything. Well, it may not be everything, but it's something. It's something pretty important if you want to have a halfway decent life. And to do that requires planning, and you're going to probably need some help. We have your help. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker there with Stiefel Nicholas. They've been with this show for, 13 years or something? 12 years? Long time. Long time. And I get emails from people thanking me, saying, you know, I've talked to other financial advisors. I've never talked to anybody like these guys. And I think all they really do, it's not really that big a secret, is that they're just real. And they lay it out for you in an honest way where they don't make big projections that they can't possibly stand behind. No false hope. And they tell you, you know, this has this much risk and this has this much risk. And in your situation, I'd advise this. That's what they are. They're advisors. It's up to you to take it or not take it. If you have an advisor, call them anyway. Set up a meeting. Doesn't cost anything. Again, there was Stiefel Nicholas. They've been doing this for well over 30 years. And you can find them at markandjason.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Dean traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Looks like we still have some stop-and-go traffic, and that was due to that earlier vehicle fire on westbound 40. It's in pockets from Clarkson out through the Boone Bridge. Also, if you're going on eastbound 40, it's a little heavy now as you approach Maryville Center through Mason. Southbound 270, starting to get a little bit heavy. It's not slow, but just heavier now between Manchester and Gordy Ferry, and downtown eastbound 40. That's slowing near Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's spring! It's spring! What happened to winter? I don't know! Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Join Steffi Littlefield and myself, one of the three amigas, at the Hillerman Nursery and Florist in Washington, Missouri, this Saturday. It's time to work on your lawn. It seems early, but they have everything you need to work on your lawn. Plant those early season vegetables. Hillerman Nursery and Florist in Washington, Missouri has everything you need. We're going to be there from noon to 3 this Saturday, East 5th Street in Washington, Missouri. That's the Inside Out Show on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. And installing Atrium vinyl replacement windows is an investment that can begin to pay dividends right away. You can save up to 30% or more on your home's heating and cooling costs and add equity and value by upgrading its looks and energy efficiency. If you'd like to get a bid on Atrium vinyl replacement windows, call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000.
Barbecue, basketball, and bourbon!
It's Barbecue Madness. Woo! At Wildwood Pub and Grill, featuring their barbecue smoker menu, now available every day of the week. Watch all the madness on 17 flat-screen TVs and Wildwood Pub's 96-inch high-def screen. There's dollar-off Bud Light draft beer during all televised games with 16 beers on tap and Jack Daniel's specialty drinks and giveaways. Go to wildwoodpub.com for directions and info on Barbecue Madness. Woo! At Wildwood Pub and Grill.
Bowling, you gotta do it more often. Get to Brunswick Zone in Valley Park, Chesterfield, and St. Peter's and make tonight a bowling night.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The police chief in San